Looking for more segments from NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas? Another great segment is coming up. It's The Nursing Show. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas. I'm here with Heather and Jan, and we're going to be talking about their CSI project. We've talked about this before on the show, the Clinical Scene Investigator Program, the academy that trains bedside nurses to be leaders, and it's really an exciting program, and I'm always excited to talk about to people that have done it and just hear about the amazing patient outcomes. But before we get started with that, though, just briefly tell me a little bit about yourselves. Heather, why don't you go first?
Well, I've been a nurse in the cardiovascular intensive care unit for 15 years. It's been a big passion of mine. I started at UCSD 5 years ago, and they've been very instrumental in, you know, project development. I did a project for a clinical advancement 2 years ago. And I had so much fun with that. And then to get involved with the AACN CSI Academy was also really, really exciting for me. And I've, you know, recently been promoted to an assistant nurse manager. So it's been a good journey. And the University of Cincinnati, UCSD, helps support nurses as right. they, you know, climb that ladder and build and empower us to make changes.
Excellent, excellent. Jan, how about you?
So I've been a nurse for 5 years, mm-hmm. and 2 of those 5 years was at UC San Diego, so we worked together, different units. And CSI was my very first project or step into project world, and I've loved it ever since. I started another research project as of it, and then I also got promoted to an assistant manager as well.
That's awesome. So we hear a lot about post-intensive care unit syndrome, you know, the ICU challenges that patients are facing. And you guys worked on a project that basically had patients and their families diarying, journaling about their experience. Tell us a little bit about how that idea came up.
Well, you know, we have all these patients that stay in the intensive care unit, sometimes for a couple days, sometimes for weeks, sometimes for months. And they have these gaps in memory. We've had patients tell us that they've had these dreams that they mm-hmm. were on a conveyor belt going into an oven, and you know, it was just a CT scan.
Right.
So in order to kind of help fill these memory gaps with the true, you know, the
events,
things that the true events
right.
that happened
mm-hmm.
in the ICU, we decided to do this diary project. We also work with a really, really great nurse researcher, Dr. Judy Davidson, and she's put a lot of effort and time into studying and researching post-intensive care syndrome on patients and their families. So this kind of stemmed from some of the work that she's done.
You know, it's amazing. It's touched all of us in different ways. I mean, my father tells a very vivid memory of his intensive care unit situation where he swore that someone came in and told him that I was dead. You know, and so he was intubated, he couldn't communicate, and he kept wanting to ask, where was I? And we didn't realize at the time, just a few years ago, what was really happening to him. So what kind of experiences have you heard, Jan, from families that have gone through this process?
So we actually, when we started the ICU Diary Project, we put a class together to teach all our staff about what they were, how to write in them, and the literature behind it. So one aspect was we brought in patients, ICU survivors, and their family members to tell us and recount their stories of the ICU stay. So just like you said with, you know, your father, they were telling us these vivid stories that you would think is so far-fetched, like you were trying to kill me, or I was on a train and you wouldn't let the train go. And it's like, where are these stories coming from when they were just at the bedside the whole time, caring so much? So, you know, that's, we hear these stories all the time. We've never really done anything for it. So this is our time to help combat that.
So what have been some of the outcomes? I mean, when you started this project and you started the patients and their families journaling, what did you find on the other side? Did it seem to help? Was it managing their syndrome a little bit better?
Yeah, definitely. So as part of the project, we wanted to measure family satisfaction in the ICU, and we did that with the FSICU tool. And then we also were measuring referrals to a post-intensive care clinic that we have at UCSD, also grant-funded. And we definitely were able to improve both those outcomes. We also had kind of, we had these outcomes that we weren't expecting. So when we go in and we talk to the families and we introduce them to the diary and talk to them about journaling, I mean, they're used to sitting at the bedside all day, just watching their loved one, you know, struggling with their health and not have anything to do. Well, now they can write down, you know, what's going on. Their kids can put their handprints in the journal. Nice. And then we also put our stories. It increases communication between us bedside nurses and the patient's families. So we got positive feedback just initially, just handing out the diaries. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really helped. It makes that family member feel like maybe I could go home and take a shower because they're going to write down what's going to happen today anyways. So the families
were using it as a way to keep up with what was going on because they couldn't be there physically 24 hours a day. Just they had to take a break at certain times. But at least the journal was being maintained by other family members, by the nurses on the unit.
It gives them that peace of mind of knowing what's going to, you know, what's going on for the day, what the plan is for the day, and just feeling like there's an open communication between the staff and the family member.
So what's the next step, Jan? I mean, do you share this with other units? What have you heard from other ICU nurses about when they hear about this?
Absolutely. So we just published a manuscript coming out in advanced critical care this summer. I think it's next month, maybe this month. So we want everyone to know how to start an ICU diary. This has been done in Europe for over 20 years, and it's relatively new to the U.S. So we want to do whatever we can to spread the word. We have a poster out here at NTI, and anyone in contact with us, we can send them our electronic version of the diary so that they can kind of implement their own version as well. That's what we did, and that's what Evidence Base is actually all about. So sharing knowledge.
Absolutely. And how's the response to the poster been?
Oh, it's been great. We've had a lot of great feedback. A lot of people very interested in this. You know, PICCs is becoming a very popular topic, and this is one way to help combat PICCs. So
people should just pay attention and stay tuned for the journal coming out. Is there anything else they can do to learn more about this project?
Absolutely. So our contact information is on icudiary.org. It's a worldwide website, and it shows whichever hospitals have an ICU diary in place. So we're on there, and I encourage everyone else who has a diary to register as well. It's free. And you can just keep in contact with all people with diaries and kind of grow with each other. So.
Well, Heather and Jan, thank you so much for sharing this with the Nursing Show audience. I know this is something that we've been hearing more and more about and learning about, but this is a great way to kind of manage this problem and help people deal with it after the fact and during the event as well.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here from NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas. I'm Jamie Davis. Remember to check back on the channel you're watching or listening to now for more segments like this one so that you can learn what's going on in critical care. Thanks for checking out this segment. I want to thank our sponsor, Physio-Control, for their continued support of the Nursing Show and helping us get to NTI 2017 in Houston. Remember to thank them and head over and check out all their amazing products that help you provide better patient care wherever you are. You can find them over at physio-control.com. And don't forget to check out all the other segments from NTI 2017 over at nursingshow.com.